Rhode Island just raised their total loss threshold to 85%. Second year in a row, they've done it. And here's what that actually means for shops. Cars that used to go straight to auction are now rolling into your estimating room instead. More mid-range damage work, more time on estimates, more supplements flying back and forth. That sounds like opportunity, and in some ways it is. But if you're not ready for the volume, it'll eat your cycle time alive. Here's what nobody's saying loud enough. More repairable vehicles doesn't automatically mean more profit. It means more ADAS systems sitting on cars that had structural damage. And the insurers pushing these repairs through aren't suddenly going to start paying for every calibration those cars need. So you'll have a Camry that used to go to salvage, now it's in your bay, and the adjuster is still arguing about whether the radar needs a recal after a front-end hit. It does. It always does. Watch Rhode Island. Because when one state does this twice in a row, others start paying attention. If your state moves the same direction, your estimators need to be ready to write ADAS procedures from day one on those files. Not as an afterthought, not on the supplement, on the original estimate. The hot take for Monday morning. A car that should have been totaled but wasn't is not a gift, it's a test. And the shops that pass it are the ones who already know what calibrations that car needs before the insurer asks.